Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Starting this week, New York will have many more hospital beds than it did last week, although they will be in some odd places, as we hear from John Montone. John?
Yeah, Lee, Manhattan is becoming one big medical center. First, Pier 90 on the west side, the U.S. Navy ship Comfort will dock today, providing 1,000 beds for patients not suffering from the virus. The ship's captain, Patrick Amersbach, tells us,
"We're going to be there until we're no longer needed. That's what we're being told, and that's what we're planning for."
And a 3,000-bed hospital at the Javits Center will open this week. That's to provide space for patients suffering from other ailments when COVID-19 cases take up most other hospital beds. And incredibly, a 68-bed field hospital has been built in Central Park. Here's the mayor.
"So this is the kind of thing you will see now as this crisis develops and deepens."
And a woman who lives nearby tweeted, "My God, they're opening a field hospital in Central Park." John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Running a food bank is a challenge even in good times, and these are obviously not good times, so the struggle is even greater, as Glenn Schuck reports live from Hillside, New Jersey this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, no sooner than families by the hundreds of thousands here in New Jersey started losing their paychecks from unemployment during these last couple of weeks. Now suddenly more than a fifth of Jersey families are in crisis for food going forward. And the Community Food Bank of New Jersey serves 16 counties here, and they're saying that their eight-hour-a-day deliveries are going 24-7 as they try to keep up here. We spoke with the CEO, Carlos Rodriguez, who says many difficult months lie ahead here now.
And we're currently seeing ourselves in the next month or two really spending about $500,000 more in just operational costs, cost to bring in food and purchasing food to make up for the shortfall or for really the increase in need that we're seeing throughout the state. We do not see this changing in the next 2 months, possibly 3 months.
Yeah, the picture's not looking good here, Lee. Now, he says most communities they serve, the demand for food pantries has already risen up to 40%. And while they will get direct donations from major retailers of the food itself, what they really need, financial donations from the public, and they need it urgently. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live in Hillside in New Jersey.
Workers at the Amazon warehouse on Staten Island are threatening to walk out today unless the entire fulfillment center is sanitized. The place is 855,000 square feet. A worker there reportedly tested positive last week. Some employees are complaining that not enough is being done to protect them. Amazon calls the accusations unfounded, saying, "We have taken extreme measures to keep people safe, tripling down on deep cleaning, procuring safety supplies that are available, changing processes to ensure that those in our building are keeping safe distances. The truth is, the vast majority of employees continue to show up and do the heroic work of delivering for customers every day." Some Instacart workers also threatening to walk out today for similar reasons. The company says it will be making hand sanitizer available to its full-service shoppers who shop for groceries and deliver them. Instacart's planning to bring on another 300,000 shoppers over the next 3 months to deal with the surge in demand from people who don't want to go out and shop themselves right now. People who help domestic violence victims are very concerned about how things might turn out for people who are stuck at home right now with tensions rising.
On Long Island, domestic violence incidents are up year-to-date. Keith Scott of the Safe Center LI, which works with victims, says he expects the numbers to increase.
We have a very, very high stress time, probably the highest people have ever been stressed in quite some time, if not in their life. We have a financial crisis going on, and we have people living in close quarters 24/7 without any real out. If someone's an abuser, that creates the perfect recipe for disaster.
But in the city, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says the numbers have gone down and it worries him, so they're being proactive.
Is it occurring and there's a lack of reporting? And that's certainly something that's on our mind. To try to combat that, we're reaching out to households where we know there has been domestic violence in the past.
He and advocates say there is help. Scott says even if you have to have a trusted friend or relative make the call for you. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.